Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Reading from the first letter of John. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testified to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message which we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Our gospel reading today is one of the few that we hear every year. Most readings only appear once every 3 years, so this story frustrates some preachers to have to deal with it every year, not only because it does appear annually, but because it is such a familiar story even without its annual appearance. But the other side of the coin is that the authors of our lectionary must have considered this passage very important for it to be included every year. It is important for us to delve into it and understand why. I want to start that task with the informal name of the story, which is Doubting Thomas. This title may be a misnomer, since many scholars think that the Greek word epistos should be translated as unbelief. So it is probable that Jesus told Thomas to, quote, put away your unbelief rather than do not doubt. For me, unbelief and doubt have subtle differences in meaning. Whereas doubt can be a healthy and normal part of a believer's journey, unbelief is more about needing additional information. But how does this subtle difference in meaning get us closer to the importance of this piece of scripture? In my experience in EFM, it helps to put a small piece of scripture in perspective, of the bigger picture. Usually that means to try to understand the context better by looking at the entire chapter which is located. Here, though, we need to go to even a bigger picture and look at the entire Gospel of John. The reason is that this scripture is considered by many scholars as the concluding chapter of John. The next chapter was added later. So if this was the last chapter, John is concluding his story with a point. And that point is not just Thomas's unbelief, but his move from unbelief to belief, and his realization and confession that Jesus is God. John started this gospel saying that Jesus is God, and now he ends it by saying Jesus is God. It may seem strange that John announces this revelation through an unbeliever, but it does fit with John's theme throughout the gospel. And that theme is that we, as imperfect humans, cannot come to the realization that Jesus is God without help from God. It is through the Holy Spirit we gain this revelation. Thomas didn't have a chance of reaching this conclusion until Jesus came to Thomas with what he needed, just like his comrades received the week before. They didn't believe either, even though Mary had told them she had seen the Lord, until Jesus appeared to them, showed them his scars, and breathed the Holy Spirit unto them. Most of us here are believers, and Jesus says we are blessed for believing without seeing. But it is healthy to remember we are not any different than Thomas and the disciples, for our belief is a gift from God. God is the one that is faithful, and God is the one who gives us what we need to be believers. That is also why we can argue until we're blue in the face with unbelievers and unable to move them from unbelief to belief. That movement takes divine intervention. What we are called to do is to present our faith and to show our belief in our faith, but then allow God to take over. And that is the other point of this story. It is not just about how we move from unbelief to belief. It is that we are called to go out into the world. Jesus, in verse 21, tells the disciples that he is sending them into the world just as God had sent him. So what does God want us to do in the world? We are to proclaim that the kingdom of God has arrived. Jesus even gave us examples of how to do that properly. When he sent out his disciples two by two, he told them to proclaim the word by getting to know people, eat with them, heal them, connect with them, and show them their belief. In summary, that is what we are supposed to take away from this reading. First, that our belief is a gift from God through the Holy Spirit. And second, that we are to go out in the world doing God's work, showing our faith, and then letting God finish the job. In our own church, and in the spirit of being believers, and in the spirit that our mission is to go out in the world, our vestry has decided its goal this year is to lead us in the process of connecting with families and individuals in our neighborhood, learning what their needs are, and trying to be a source of help and support for those needs. This is not an easy task, and it will take all of us. And you have a part in this. Your job is to help think about how we might be able to make those connections in our neighborhood and to talk with vestry members about ideas and how we can be sent out into our neighborhood to love and serve the Lord. Amen.
Creed found on page 358 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God,
the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, life from life, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through whom all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven,
prayers of the people are found on page 387. On this day, we praise our God for the dying which destroyed our death, and we praise for our world in need of life, saying, Lord, have mercy. The Lord calls us to examine the wounded hands and feet of the risen one and to know the depth of his love for us. Let us approach Christ in faith and share the good news with all we meet. For this, let us pray to the Lord. The apostles received the Holy Spirit and the grace to lighten the burdens of one another's sin. May the church be faithful to this gift. May all of the baptized live with abundant compassion for all, especially those shut out from society. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ calls us blessed who not having seen yet believe. May more and more of God's people and all the created order become a sign of the resurrection in the world, and may our faith give courage to the doubting. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We are strengthened by Christ's resurrection to share the power of the Spirit with all the suffering. We pray for all in any need, especially those on our prayer list. Robbie, Margaret,
Jean,
Steve,
Bobby,
Kenny,
Nicole,
J.R.,
Jerome,
Mark,
Blair,
Michelle,
Harry,
Dylan,
Kyle,
Kevin,
Paul,
Marie,
Colton,
Chuck,
Jenny,
Terry,
Naomi,
Martha,
Renee,
Russell,
Jane,
Carolyn,
Brent,
Ryan, May this power of Christ's resurrection give life to all who have little reason to hope. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
May that morning star which never sets, Christ our light, find us burning with charity until the world is enlightened with love. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Are there other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces, especially those deployed in harm's way. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Tim Wyatt, Roger Jeter McAvoy, Kendall Bolden, Shelley Guthrie, Jerica Faceball, Fred Carpenter. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Laura and Doug Kemp, Kelly and Dee Taylor, Jane and Russ Nimick. May we be one in faith with all those who have died in Christ, for our life is hid with Christ in God, for Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Eternally creative God, give us the faith and courage to recreate the world in your image. We ask this in the name of the risen one, Jesus our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Few announcements to which I would call your attention. If you read the newsletter this week, and I'm sure all of you did, you will note that the Met Men golf tournament is coming up, and we have a number of excellent golfers who usually play in that, so I encourage you to sign up and represent St. Thaddeus in that Met Men golf tournament coming up in May. Remind you that the retired men's breakfast is this Tuesday. Vestry meets tomorrow night at 7. And then a liturgical note, we have a mistake in the bulletin. The last hymn will be hymn 450 rather than the one that's listed. I'll try to remember to announce it right before we sing it. Are there any other announcements to be made? Walk in love as Christ loved us, gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Thank you. with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks. For you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light inaccessible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, you made all things and filled them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day. And beholding the glory of your presence, they offer you unceasing praise, joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven. We acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing. Holy, 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 power and might, heaven and earth, all of your glory, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. We acclaim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you loved the world so much that in the fullness of time you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, to the sorrowful joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us, this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. We praise you, we bless you, we give thanks to you, and we pray to you, Lord our God. Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with Blessed Thaddeus and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. Amen. Amen. May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever. Amen. Amen. May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance. Amen. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen. Amen.
Hymn 450.
Thank you.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.